All seafood is not created equal, and we consume imported fish at our peril. A new federal study says that looser standards in other countries that treat their products with antibiotic and antifungal medicines can place Hawaii consumers at risk. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair has the story in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Hi, Chad. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing very good, Chris. Hello.
What are you planning to have for lunch today? I'm wondering.
Or for that matter, for dinner. I mean, I tell you, we've taken quite a hit here. I mean, remember all the hepatitis A cases we had over scallops coming from the Philippines?
Directly related to this study, right?
Exactly. And then in May, I just got to recap another one. Remember, there was frozen ahi coming in from Indonesia that was testing positive as well for hep A and some other problems. So here is yet another report. The problem here is that the FDA and the DOA, the Department of Agriculture, Federal Drug Administration, they do not inspect very much of the fish that's coming from these processors overseas. Only about 2% of that stock is being inspected. But here's an alarming statistic. 90% of U.S. seafood is coming from overseas, and about half of that amount is actually being farmed in these fish pens. Yeah. And so, yes, in order to keep the fish alive, to keep the stock alive, they're receiving these medications, antibiotics, antifungal, as you mentioned, not approved by the FDA.
Fish farming is presented as, you know, a pretty benign alternative to wild caught, but they do tend to pack them in and use chemicals to keep them from getting sick, don't they?
They do, and I think that's important to remember that we do have regulations that are in place. Of course, a significant amount of our seafood is caught locally, but we also know that we import as well. And the problems that are coming, according to the Government Accountability Office report that just came out, it can cause allergic reactions for consumers, you know, for example, hypersensitivity. Yeah. It can even contribute to cancer, and that's a very alarming thing. The challenge here is that neither the FDA or the DOA really have the resources to up their inspections. There's also a lack of political will. Right now in D.C., the Trump administration is generally anti-regulation.
We've run into this in so many areas, Chad, where there just aren't the people to enforce something that maybe ought to be enforced. But the question that consumers are going to have is how do I tell, right?
You know, it's certainly not inappropriate to ask the man or the woman behind the counter when you're getting your next poke bowl. Yeah. Where is that fish coming from? Is it caught locally? And if not, it should raise an eyebrow if it's coming from, not to impugn any particular country, but these are the countries in particular that are top suppliers, China, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand. It's reasonable to ask a question about where it comes from and whether they know whether it's been inspected or not. And chances are that it has not. And that's the reason why the government needs to listen to the people. If the consumers start complaining, then maybe we might have some government impact.
Well, given the health risk, there's a lot to complain about. At the same time, the whole idea of tarring every supplier from out of the country with the same brush is probably not an accurate perception either, right?
Absolutely, and I do want to be careful. Kirsten Downey's story spells out pretty well all the information that's necessary for a consumer. But you're right; we don't want to cast this terrible taint over every single producer, but the numbers are stark. They certainly suggest we at least should heighten our awareness before we consume certain amounts of food, particularly ahi coming from overseas.
Well, you've certainly heightened mine, Chad.
My pleasure, Chris.
my pleasure, Chad. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Take care.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.